Hey there, it's Tony here, and welcome to this episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Bad bosses are a health risk. They should come with warning labels. Stay tuned to find out more. Hey there, it's Tony, and welcome to this episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Bad bosses are a health risk, and they should come with a warning label, just like many of the foods that we eat. They all have warning labels, you know, too much of this, take this in moderation, and so should bad bosses. But before we kick off today, I just want to do a little bit of housekeeping. Often we get feedback from people on articles that are either at dumbleaders.com or on our podcast, letting us know that we have just talked about their boss or their manager. Now, the reality is, that's going to happen from time to time because leaders and managers tend to make the same mistakes. And the leader that we've written about potentially looks like and feels like maybe your boss. And human behavior is often predictable. And that's why we've been able to develop this podcast and our project, the Dumb Leaders Handbook. Because we know that many leaders make the same mistakes. Now, I would be incredibly surprised if during this project that we're going to come across something that is incredibly unique to a leader. But if you think you have that unique situation, please send it in. We'd love to dissect it. But please don't lose sight of what we are about. We are a learning tool. We are a development tool to help you be a better leader. Read or listen to the stories and take in the lessons. The likelihood that we are talking about a certain person or your boss, especially if you haven't sent us the story, is pretty remote. They may be a similar personality type, but if you can identify with it, you can learn from it. So it's not about trying to find out, wow, this guy's, they've just talked about my boss. It's about taking in the lessons and helping you in your situation. The other theme that we get quite often in our feedback is people are looking for advice and support on how to deal with a lousy leader. And asking in particular, how do we stay proactive and positive yet still learn from them? Now, part of what we're talking about today covers this a little bit, but it's important for us to know that if you're in that situation where you've got a bad boss or a lousy leader, let us know the story so we can help you as best as what we possibly can. If you don't want us to publish or write about it, that's cool. Just let us know as well. But we need to know the situation so we can try and provide the best sort of advice that we can. You know, but generally the concept is that many find being proactive and positive and learning a real challenge, as it's because we get caught in this emotional zone, this emotional area of frustration. Dealing with a bad boss and a lousy leader is incredibly frustrating. And sometimes that prohibits our learning because we're more focused on our emotions and our feelings than what it is about looking after ourselves. So hopefully we're going to help that a little bit today. And over the course of maybe the next, intermittently over the next 4 or 5 podcasts, we'll cover this and we'll continue to cover some points so that you can get some real benefit out of it. But the main concept that we want to bring is that it starts with you. It starts from your coachability viewpoint. If you desire to grow, if you desire to learn, you'll be better placed to take the lesson as it comes. And trust me, if you're working with a bad boss or a lousy leader, the lessons will come. Now, recently we read a fantastic article on LinkedIn, and it was by a gentleman called Robert Olzak, and which we've already shared at our website at dumbleaders.com. It is that good. And it's called Everything I Learned About Leadership Came From Bad Bosses. Now, Olzak states in this article, as a previous employee within a large corporation, I witnessed firsthand the impact of weak leadership. Bad bosses came in all shapes and sizes, and their legacy upon a thriving enterprise can be cancerous. As I reflect upon my experiences with both effective leaders and ineffective leaders, I learned equally from those who tested my resolve with their bad managerial behaviours. Now, I always say, you learn from every leader that you've had, whether they're a great example, whether they're a great role model, or whether you're learning about stuff that you wouldn't do. And you learn about that from a bad leader, from a dumb leader, from a lousy leader, from a bad boss. So we need to have the mindset first of growth and learning and being able to learn from both good and from bad. Now, Olzak went through and listed 10 traits, and interestingly, very close to many of the things that we will be talking about and have already talked about at the Dumb Leaders podcast. The 10 traits are the 10 traits that bad bosses have. They're ego-driven. They're closed-minded, they're unethical, they're pessimistic, they're insecure, they're uncaring, they're lazy, they're impulsive, they display favoritism, and they're undisciplined. And each and every one of those traits are included in the 70-plus stories that we will be sharing with you over time at the Dumb Leaders Handbook. I'll just go through them again. They're ego-driven. They're closed-minded. They're unethical. They're pessimistic. They're insecure. They're uncaring. They're lazy. They're impulsive. They have favourites. And they're undisciplined. You can probably be thinking about some of the leaders maybe you've had in your past, maybe that you see around the world now. And some of those traits are absolutely true. Now, as I said, we've already republished that with Robert's permission over at the Dumb Leaders Handbook. But he goes on to say, I recently read an alarming statistic that said 77% of employees who work for a bad boss have, wait for it, higher levels of stress, and those with leaders who use tactics like bullying are 60% more likely to suffer heart trauma. In this light, bad leadership is more detrimental than just creating a toxic work environment. 77% of employees who work for a bad boss have higher levels of stress, and those with leaders who use tactics like bullying are 60% more likely to suffer heart trauma. I'd also add that bad leadership is often the reason for toxic work environments. I would hasten to add that it's probably one of the primary causes of toxic work environments. And I guess, knowing those statistics that Olzak's put forward, that's why we need to take a different approach. Because it's your health that's at risk, mentally and physically. The mental health aspects of stress and pressure and heart trauma? My God, 60% more likely to suffer heart trauma. Seriously, it's time for you to take a different approach. Try and improve them by improving yourself. At the end of the day, the only person that you have control over is you. Stop being frustrated by a bad boss. Take required steps to learn from them every day on the things that you don't want to be as a leader. Take it as a learning opportunity. Take it as a learning opportunity and grow yourself. Because everything else is bad for you. If you take it on board and you store up the frustration, if you store up the stress, it's not going to end well. It's bad for your health, people. Take it as a learning opportunity. Be the best that you can be and learn from your bad boss. Learn from your lousy leader and learn from the dumb leader. And become the leader that you should have. Become that leader. Now, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to explore this a little bit more. And as I said, the article from Robert Olzak is now available over at dumbleaders.com. It's a fantastic, it's a great article. And you'll see the links there to Robert's LinkedIn profile, as well as the way to contact him if you're that way inclined. Hey, thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Connect with us out there on Twitter and at Instagram. We're quite simply at Dumb Leaders. So I'm sure that you'll be able to find us. Check out our Facebook page. Do a quick search for Dumb Leaders Handbook. And if you want to read some of the stuff that we're writing, we've got a fantastic library over there already of better leadership articles. We've got we're up to number 9 now of what dumb leaders do. And of course, we've got dumb leaders in the news, and we've got dumb leaders readers contribution. You can find all of that over at dumbleaders.com. And if we can help you in any way deal with a bad leader, or if you want to share a story around a bad leader, contact us at dumbleaders.com, and we will be more than happy to help wherever we can. Thanks for tuning in. If you think this podcast can help and add value to someone else, please share. Subscribe over at iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast. Until next time, I'll see you later. Bye.